Hello, 大家好，我是木木老师。今天呢，我们又要聊美剧《广告狂人》里面的经典广告了。今天我们要讲的是希尔顿篇。希尔顿，一个家喻户晓的酒店，在《广告狂人》第三季的第九集当中，男主角 Don Draper 为了希尔顿酒店想了一个听起来还挺不错的一个点子。
Rome, Tehran, Tokyo, are magnificent destinations. And that's really been the focus of almost every campaign you've had up till now. How to lure the American traveler abroad. What more do we need than a picture of Athens to get our hearts racing?
当一上来呢，就用了一贯的手段，画一个大饼，给客户一个非常直观的印象。为什么我要这样给你做广告？ Rome, Tehran, Tokyo are magnificent destinations, and that's really been the focus of most every campaign you've had up till now. 这个罗马、德黑兰、东京都是非常重要的一个目的地，而且呢，也差不多是目前为止你所有广告的重点。How to lure the American traveler aboard? 怎么样把这个美国游客吸引出国呢？ What more do we need than a picture of Athens to get our hearts racing? 除了一张雅典的图片，还需要什么来让我们心潮澎湃呢？然后在这段台词里面出现了两个非常好的单词，第一个是一个形容词 magnificent， 它的意思就是华丽的，还有一个词呢，它是名词 campaign， 它的意思是广告。
And yet the average American experiences a level of luxury that belongs only to kings in most of the world. We're not chauvinistsWe just have expectations. Well, now there's one word that promises the thrill of international travel with the comfort of home. Hilton.
And yet the average American experiences a level of luxury that belongs only to kings in most of the world.目前呢，这个普通美国人的生活水平啊，在世界大部分的地方只有王室才能达到。 We are not chauvinist， 我们不是盲目的爱国主义者呀。 We just have expectations， 我们仅仅只是有所期待而已。 Well, now there's one word that promises the thrill of international travel with the comfort of home, Hilton.现在呢，有一个单词可以承诺，在提供美妙的国际旅行的同时，给你家庭般的舒适。希尔顿，这一段台词里面啊，出现了一个词叫做爱国主义者，盲目的爱国主义者。这个单词呢就是 chauvinists。那么还有一个单词叫做预期，它是一个名词 expectation。本期啊，我们聊的是这个广告狂人经典段落赏析之希尔顿篇。欢迎微博和微信搜索关注早安英文，查看更多有趣的、实用的英文学习资讯。来，咱们接着聊一聊。
How do you say ice water in Italian? Hilton. How do you say?Fresh towels in Farsi. Hilton. How do you say hamburger in Japanese? Hilton. Hilton. It's the same in every language.
接着聊的就是这个特别有趣的一连串的排比句。这个 How do you say ice water in Italian? Hilton. 意大利语里面的冰水怎么说？希尔顿。How do you say fresh towels in Farsi? Hilton. 波斯语里面干净的毛巾应该怎么讲呢？也是希尔顿。How do you say hamburger in Japanese? Hilton. 日语里面的汉堡包怎么讲啊？还是希尔顿。Hilton. It's the same in every language. 这个词在所有的语言当中都是可以使用的。Fresh towels. 这里面的 fresh 指的就是干净的意思。
But what about the moon?
Excuse me?
There's nothing about the moon.
Well, right now, that's not an actual destination.
That wasn't the point. I said I wanted Hilton on the moon. I couldn't have been more clear about it.
Well, I'll admit, I misunderstood that.
可惜呢，这个希尔顿的老板呢，就是想要月球这个梗。But what about the moon? 但月亮呢？月亮怎么办呢 ？Excuse me, there's nothing about moon. 广告中并没有提到月亮啊。Well, right now, that's not an actual destination. 现在呢，月球还无法成为实际可到达的目的地。That wasn't the point.所以这不是一个重点。I said I wanted Hilton on the moon. I couldn't have been more clear about it. 我说过要在月球上见希尔顿，我已经说得很清楚了。Well, I'll admit I misunderstood that. 我承认我确实理解有误。然后呢，这里出现了几个单词，这个 misunderstood, 也就是误会、误解 ,misunderstood。还有这个单词目的地 ,destination。Destination， 其实我觉得啊，这还是一个不错的点子，然后被甲方给扼杀了，听上去还有点可惜呢。好了，本期内容到这里就结束了，欢迎大家微信和微博搜索关注早安英文，查看更多有趣的、实用的英文学习资讯。我是木木，下期见。